Thanks for listening to WYSO on WYSO.org and NPR One. In the mid-90s, summer camps for kids affected by the AIDS epidemic sprang up all over the country. But advances in treatment and prevention mean there are fewer campers now, so these camps have an uncertain future. WYSO Community Voices producer Jocelyn Robinson has the story.
Lunchtime at Camp Sunrise, Ohio's only summer camp for kids infected with or affected by HIV/AIDS, is a raucous affair. They're singing, clapping, stomping, and getting down. Shake your booty, jump, jump. The camp in rural Clinton County is just like any other camp, except for Club Med. That's the nurse's station, where Band-Aids and antiretroviral medications are handed out. Leo Kennedy is the camp's administrator.
Well, we started 21 years ago, and back in the day, we had some really pretty sick kids. I mean, that was in 1995, and the kids that actually were HIV positive at the time, I mean, we've lost a few in the years, and they were really sick. They were oftentimes not able to participate in any of the programs that we ran.
But since then, there have been major improvements in treatment, including drug cocktails that suppress the virus.
During the years, that has really changed. I mean, due to medication and the cocktails, you will not even notice when the kids are actually positive.
And since the mid-90s, the number of babies born with HIV in the United States has gone down dramatically, to fewer than 200 each year. This good news presents a dilemma for Camp Sunrise and the handful of camps like it around the country. Fewer kids infected with or affected by AIDS means fewer campers. At Camp Corazones in New Mexico, not one of the 40 kids attending the camp this summer was HIV positive, and campers affected by AIDS had to be recruited from as far away as El Paso, Texas. Dr. Tamara Singleton is the camp's medical director, and she has a possible solution.
These camps are set up in a way that has developed a wonderfully supportive community, and I believe one of the options would be to make these camps more inclusive.
She says they could reach out to other vulnerable kids, kids dealing with diabetes, obesity, substance abuse, and other health problems.
Instead of excluding and becoming smaller, to become more inclusive and to grow in this supportive model of therapy.
Back in the 1990s, Camp Sunrise in Ohio served 120 kids. This year there were 64, but that's up from last year. Camp Director Kiefer Erdman says a new relationship with AIDS Resource Center Ohio has helped.
ARC Ohio and the FACES program at Children's Hospital in Columbus has really done a lot of outreach and efforts at educating family members and trying to break down that stigma to get the awareness of camp and get those kids here.
Camps for kids affected by AIDS are needed still, despite the numbers. Andrea, that's not her real name, is 19 years old. She's been coming to Camp Sunrise since she was about 10, but there was a time a few years ago when she was in a low place and she'd stopped taking her medication.
And then I realized, like, oh my gosh, like, I don't want none of my camp family coming to my funeral, and because they really love me.
Camp helped her turn it around. Now she's a junior counselor.
I feel like if I can talk to anybody that has it and tell them my story, then I feel like I, you know, can make a difference to anybody here. That's what I really want to do.
She says this is the place where she realized other people's lives were like hers, and that's what saved her. For WYSO's Community Voices, I'm Jocelyn Robinson.